Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. It's always delightful for me and you to share a half an hour together on air and to explore our higher calling and maybe our better side of living. Just recently, a friend of ours, their son has been quite an interesting opportunity for them to dig deeper and to find their light and their love. And I just don't know what it is about that stage that we go through as teenagers. And that sometimes can roll over until we're 25 years old. It depends on the person. But it's just been such a difficult time where the child blames the father or the mother for everything in terms of how their lives have turned out or is turning out. And now I've known this family for such a long time, and you could not have karmically invited in your life the best parents possible. And then we had a meeting the other day and we talked about it, and the conclusion that we drew was that their child, actually it's desires in the child, something else that the child wants that might be of a lower vibration, and the role of every parent or every guardian or guide is to continue to pave ways to preserve the dignity and the grace of the human spirit, because we can't always trust our recordings of the past. They come with various intentions which we're not always very clear with. And so we're looking at a point where we have to become so knowledgeable. We have to use spiritual knowledge on who we are, that non-physical energy residing behind our eyes. What is that world saying to me? What is this incredible opportunity that we all have to begin to observe the point of light, the spiritual energy, the being, the non-physical self? Because that's who's running the show. That's who's moving my body. That's who's speaking through these lips. That's what's looking through these eyes. This energy that we just don't know anything about, and it just continues to play games. It plays games after games after games. And you and me, we have to become very clear. I'm not sure I'm signing up for that part in your movie. But if you want to be in my movie, here are some thoughts and ideas that I'm offering you to percolate on, because I'm not sure that I've got the kinds of words that you'd like to hear me tell you, or actions you'd like me to convey in your movie. It doesn't support vibrationally where I am. We're at a time that it's conscious healing across the whole world. Something inside of the soul, something inside is calling us to listen, to pay attention, to be humble, to find out what wounds of the past are still getting in the way of my freedom and my dignity and divinity. So today, we have one of our wonderful dear friends, Paul Leffenegger. You always hear me play his music on the air. And Paul is about to release a new album called Faith. And let me tell you, it is so awesome. Actually, Paul and I are releasing like our albums at the same time. And I'm going to give you like a sneak preview before we get Paul on the air. Listen to this, everyone. This is Thank You.
Thank you.
Feeling what I'm feeling? That's Paul Leftenegger's new release coming out in his new album called Faith. So hold the line and don't change that dial. We're going to get Paul on the air and have a heart-to-heart conversation with Paul. Well, as you know, we've released a new album. It's entitled Inclusion Revolution Together with Love. And I don't know how many of you are aware, but this year at the UN, there'll be a movement on Together with Love, where we're going to be offering different ideas of what we can do to foster more respect and harmony and courage to move our narrative in the forefront. And so when we got the title together, it was something that came from a part of me that I think I've had from a child, the desire to see us all get along. I'm not saying that I get along with everyone, but my deepest intentions, it's to do that. I want to get along with everyone, and I want everyone to be able to be okay with me. And that's my pure feelings, and that's my pure wish. And the intention behind this album is that I came across a young man who followed me on Twitter, Joe Robb, and maybe you've heard me say this in other shows. And Joe is, a cigar-smoking, whiskey drinker and a hip-hop artist. And perhaps we wouldn't really cross, our paths wouldn't really cross, and perhaps we wouldn't really get to know each other very well. And as I told some of my friends about using Joe Robb, they made suggestions like, why don't you ask Paul? Paul makes great music. Why don't you ask Kristen Hoffman? They make great music. And I thought to myself, yeah, I did, and they're busy, but also they speak to my beat. Where's the inclusivity there? But I want to talk to somebody who doesn't speak my rhythm, who doesn't speak my beat, who would never pass by a meditation museum. Thus comes Joe Robb. Joe Robb and I worked on this CD for about maybe 3 months, and it was an incredible experience to have recognized the heart of this young man and to see how he was able to transcend his own limitations and to deepen his own resistance to change. So I'm going to give you a sneak preview of the Inclusion Revolution. Here's Positive Resistance. Enjoy, everyone. There is a positive resistance that persists throughout our humanity's story. It's the resistance that will not allow the dark to take over the light completely. It is the resistance fueled with passion, goodness, truth, and benevolence. It is for the benefit of all, and never just some. So in this moment of quiet reflection, when I think I resist, what do I mean? What do I wish to not nurture? And what do I wish to encourage to make humanity's story one of victory? To think I resist will never be enough. But I know I must change my own darkness that is within me. When I can transform my own dark into light, my negative state to a positive state. Fear into love. This is positive resistance. As I weed out the garden of my mind, uprooting what is no longer a healthy thought, what intention or experiences of the past that no longer serve me or others, I can feel a positive resistance moving me upwards and forward. In this deep silent space of wisdom, I have the power to keep maintaining positive thoughts for the self, for everyone around me. It is in this gentle persistence that I am at peace inside. I'm able to observe the qualities needed to move out all traces of darkness into light, because I'm committed, convicted, and dedicated to a positive resistance inside, ushering through unstoppable positive changes in myself and in our world. Let me take this time to sit in the stillness and be silent. Welcome back. That was Positive Resistance, music done by a hip-hop artist, Joe Robb, and our latest album released on the Solar Eclipse, a soft release. The title is Inclusion Revolution Together with Love. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We're getting a lot of facelifts. We're getting an upgrade in our website. We're getting an upgrade with our app, and also the release of a new production of the Inclusion Revolution, and just a lot of upgrades. It just seems like we are in an age of upgrades, upgrades of the consciousness, upgrade of our lives, upgrade of our relationships, and who better to have an upgrading conversation with than my brother, Paul Leftenegger. Paul is an international multi-award-winning singer and songwriter who writes music to inspire and promote global love and kindness. Paul's focus is growing and nurturing self-worth and self-love within the listener. Paul is a leader in his new genre of music that he calls conscious healing music, to empower the listener's heart and soul to thrive with self-love. And that Paul does. Paul's real first success came across recording an international record label, Diamond Light, with multi-award-winning Canadian producer Arun Chaturvedi. Diamond Light has a long list of press and media stories on various platforms from some of the most recognizable spiritual leaders, with countless letters from hearts thanking Paul for his new genre of music. Paul's soon-to-be-released album is entitled Faith, and today we welcome a lovely brother all the way from Canada, Paul Leftenegger. Hey, Paul. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Sister Jenna. Hello and welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Did you like my sneak preview? I hope I don't get into trouble.
Oh, no. That was fantastic.
I
feel so zen right now from listening to you begin the show. I'm in awe of just all of it, really.
I have to tell you, I've heard your track over and over again, and that one's my all-time favorite. I have this habit that when I like a song, I play it like a million times till everyone in the house is about to hang themselves.
I totally understand. I love it. And it's funny, this is an interesting song that you've chosen, because everyone that I've, you know, shared this with privately before it's released has their own personal, and you're the first in this way. So I'm really interested kind of in that. And I, you know, it's every single track is a little different. So I love that you've shared this with me. So thank you.
Paul, you began singing and playing the piano at a very young age, and you were even accepted in the St. Mary's School Choir and Orchestra program. But you weren't always doing music your whole life, were you? Was there an event that actually propelled you to really go deeper into music and make it a life career?
Absolutely. The biggest kind of shift that happened for me was on March the 6th of 2011, and I had an experience with God. I had been kind of chasing, you know, what you were supposed to do in the external kind of world, if you will. And my father sadly took his own life on March the 6th. And I had an experience with God, really, quite frankly, that morning. And it started actually before we actually knew about my father. And this experience has been with me, really, quite frankly, ever since. And I wasn't doing music at all, actually, for over 10 years during kind of my, you know, my 20s and into my early 30s. I, you know, kind of left that on a back burner. And when my dad died, I realized I had to do what I would call a life review and kind of figure out what I needed to kind of maybe understand that I didn't. And really, quite frankly, I've kind of been guided by my inner voice ever since.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing how sometimes a situation that seems so dark and painful can actually emerge new life or new birth? I find that always amazing.
It's unbelievable to kind of look at it now after almost 7 years. It's been almost 7 years as we kind of go into this next year coming up. But what's really interesting about this that I think is fascinating is I realize my whole life made sense to prepare me for this. And what I really understand now is that, you know, when you go back and do a life review on your past, when you kind of make peace with it, you know, from within, and I remember reading that, you'll never have peace until you find peace within. And it just changed my whole direction because I realized I had to follow that inner voice to really, quite frankly, expand peace externally outside of me. And I hadn't done that very well before my father passed away.
I can understand that. Now, the genre that you have started is not an easy one, because whenever we're paving new frontiers, it takes time for people's consciousness to adapt to what we would call now the new norm. And so you've gotten this conscious healing music. You haven't put it under New Age. You didn't put it under meditation. You didn't put it under inspirational music or religious music. What's driving this new genre that you're opening up for all of us to get used to?
Well, I think, you know, ultimately, I'm just going to go with my inner voice with this. What I've been shown is that I can write music to change the world. And when I first heard that message come through to me, I, quite frankly, kind of denied it. Oh, no, 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 not me, not me. And really, quite frankly, you know, I believe sometimes God just laughs with humor. And as we do. And quite frankly, I realized in a moment that I couldn't have denied this if I tried. So what I've, you know, been doing every day since I started this call and answering it is really just making a divine moment for God every day, really in my life, through my spiritual practice. And that is always at the piano to begin the day. And through that space, just holding that space open and expanding love with love itself, I've been very guided to just say that. So love, expanding love. And when we become love and when we expand love and amplified, as you would say, we really do realize that everything is energy. And when you realize everything is energy with intention, when you put out love into the world, love starts to fill your life more and more and more. And we become conscious creators of that. What's interesting about conscious music is I have met people from all around the world because of my vibration of love that I put out through music. And I've been kind of taught quite by myself, just by my own vibration of putting love into the world through my music, that it comes back to you. And what's really interesting in this kind of science or alchemy, if you will, with God kind of really, quite frankly, is the center and core of this with my soul, is I realize that people are becoming friends. And what I did not understand about music in the past is that music connects people and brings people together. And especially when it's loving, it brings loving relationships together. So many people have become friends because of the space that I hold open through social media or through my music or through, you know, various platforms that I have. And it's really interesting to kind of just sit back and observe what's going on, and something's happening. So that's what's really kind of, you know, I'm learning as I go how to kind of do what I'm doing and just being open to the fact that I'm a student.
Yes, a student. And good students had good teachers.
Absolutely. I've had some really good ones, and I think you're one of the most amazing ones.
I hope so. I know you tell that to all of them, too.
I do.
Listen. On September 22nd, which is the day after International Day for Peace, you'll be releasing your new album, Faith. What can our listeners expect from this album? Is this completely different than the work you've ever done, or is this still on the same line of what you've done?
I think it's actually a lot different. I think I'm in a different point when I wrote this. The thing that's very neat about this album is it was paid for and funded by the world. So it was paid for through a Kickstarter album, and I really believe that there's a huge energy of love in that alone. So that energy is kind of in this album already, and you know, hundreds of people from all around the world, from pretty much every country, has made a contribution. So this album is full of that, and you know, I feel much more confident with what I'm doing now. So this is my sixth album, actually. And the music's a little bit more, I think, just relaxed in the sense that I feel whole. And, you know, I feel that I am exactly in that sweet spot. And even when people listen to this, I was just speaking to a radio person the other day, and, you know, he's told me that he saved this to his desktop, and he's been doing this, you know, this work since the 70s. He's never done that. And there's something special in this album that I think I'm very interested to kind of see where it goes.
I can get that. I can get that. I think it's going to go high and wide because of just the vibrations that's in this album. There's just a vibe about it. I have to tell you, it's, I don't know how to put it in words. It raises you. It raises your vibrations. And maybe I'll even play a little bit of Faith just for our audience to listen to, just to get a feeling of it. Let's just hear a little bit of Faith. And
okay.
I'm just going to ask everyone to feel this energy.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow your love. Where there is injury, I'll bring pardon. Where there is doubt, I'll bring faith. Where there is darkness, I'll bring you light. Where there's sadness, I will bring your joy to life. Because I love. To be consoled as to console. To be understood.
How did that one emerge from out of you? I love it.
That's a big one. Long story short is that one is the fastest song I've ever written. It actually was from a prayer card from a funeral I attended. And it's this famous, you know, poem of St. Francis, the prayer of St. Francis. And it's interesting because I was guided very quickly, just, you know, God speaks to us through meditation and when we hold that space open within us. And quite frankly, it was a direct message, record this right now. And I did. And I kind of didn't know at first how to do that because I normally don't kind of write songs that way. And I just looked over and, you know, I know what I needed was right in front of me. And I looked over and it was the first time I used my iPhone with GarageBand to record it. And I literally recorded it once through in 3.5 minutes or whatever it was. And I shared it actually the way that it was. And then I came to know that I wanted to do this song on this album. And it's very beautifully with soft guitars and just easy listening kind of style.
Did you gain like an experience as you were writing it? I mean, was there something coming through you specifically?
Well, I think ultimately that we have to remember that we are of service. And when we do serve others, we serve ourselves as well. And we realize that when we hold that space open for others in service, wherever, you know, one is called, we expand and fill our soul with something that nothing can fulfill other than service. And that's really the message. So
I understand how powerful that is. Now, a lot of folks, you don't know that Paul also does a lot of charity. And recently he went on a mission to help 2,000 hearing impaired people in Vietnam. What was that about?
Well, long story short is my music put me together with someone named Marco Breton. And, you know, that was through a connection of my music, kind of two people uniting together as a result of my music. And basically, he invited me as his guest. And I was so moved by what happened. And being in Vietnam, you know, with the war history of Vietnam, it just really changed my whole experience of what's possible when you actually leave that open and do your best to kind of serve. And seeing little children here for the first time with a sense that, you know, is God-given is unbelievably emotional. And it was amazing to see just kindness in action and love in action. It changed my life.
I bet it did. But you're also taking your music also in schools.
Yeah, and that's been really interesting too, because what's interesting is I always say my music's kind of G-rated in the sense that it's, you know, really
it is.
Quite frankly.
And I love that about it.
Yeah, and it's really it's user-friendly that way, because it offers people to have an opportunity to talk about something in schools that normally can't be spoken about, you know, in the conventional way that we kind of have done in the past. And I love music for that. So just recently I was in Ottawa, and I was invited to sing for a classroom, and seeing the way that these kids for a whole year have used music with the teacher was unbelievable, and it changed my life.
I bet it did. There's nothing like the spirit of innocence to, I think, remind us of our God-given divinity and grace. And if you've been keeping up with Dory here in the U.S., I think Canada, everybody's in love with Canada. Everybody's in love with your prime minister. Everyone wants to relocate to Canada. America now has a new narrative. And so there's just a lot of divisiveness, a lot of separation. And it's global. It's not even just here. But whatever happens here, it spreads to 80% of the world. So we're aware of our responsibility at a global level. At least most of us are. This hate and this fear, insecurity, it's intensifying on one side. What would be your thoughts about bringing more healing and love to our humanity at this time?
Well, first of all, I love America, and I just want to say that I love American people. American people have been very, very good to me over the years. I am surprised every single time I go to the United States of how wonderful as a country America is. I've also learned an incredible amount of information from America, so I want to thank everyone that is American. What I would just like to say about anyone that's kind of suffering in any sort of fear or anxiety, because this world is on fire with anxiety right now. And the reality is that, you know, we just have to basically go within, I think, ultimately, and find that space within you that is loving. And whether that be closing your eyes to a soft song, I think closing your eyes is so simply a way to kind of go within and letting go of anything that separated you from, quite frankly, your beauty. And it starts with the breath. And I think when you can just, you know, take a deep breath in of just love, I think that's the start of all things great.
Wouldn't that be great if our leadership could definitely take deep breaths and come back to that place of love? Where can our listeners find more information about you and your music, Paul?
Sure. So if you go to, I've made it simple. My name is quite long, so Paul Luftenegger. I've kind of condensed that to an easy-to-find website, which is just bekindness.com, which is B-E-E, like the bumblebee in pollination. So B-E-E-kindness.com. And that's where you'll find me.
Are you planning to do any tours?
Well, basically, I'm going to be releasing this. I always call this the runway, so it's 1 month from today that I'm releasing this on the 22nd of September. And I'm just going to naturally let it kind of be free to go where it leads me. And I feel I'm going to be planning some press spots out in California, I think, in January for people to meet me and to just have some one-on-one time with me throughout. I want to do the great coastal drive of the California Pacific Ocean. I'm going to do that and stop along the way and just kind of see what naturally happens as I hold those spaces open and kind of be guided by where this album takes me.
Paul, you're an angel to the world, and we thank you for your incredible work.
Thank you so much, Sister Jenna, and love to everyone listening.
Definitely. Take care, Paul.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It's such a beautiful soul. I have to tell you, one of the most beautiful diamonds I've met in a long time. So his new release, coming up Faith, September 22nd. Stay tuned and visit Paul at bekindness.com. So, as I always share with you, please don't let anyone take away your happiness. You will give them the permission to do so. We are here to love each other the same. So please, let's do that some more. I'm going to end today's show with my favorite song on Paul's upcoming album, Faith, Thank You. And everyone, thank you. Take care.
If you're listening to this song, I want to thank you for coming along and being all the love that you are.